Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the length of the qamis, the upper garment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the length of his sleeves, and also the prohibition for wearing any of these below the ankles. Continuing with the hadith, today's hadith on Abi Dharrin radiallahu anhu, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ قَالَ فَقَرَأَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ثَلَاثَ مِرَارٍ قَالَ أَبُو ذَرْ خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ الْمُسْبِلُ وَالْمَنَّانُ وَالْمُنْفِقُ سِلْعَتَهُ بِالْحَلِفِ الْكَاذِبِ رَوَاهُ مُسْلِمٌ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ الْمُسْبِلُ إِزَارَهُ. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people that Allah ta'ala will not speak to, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah. So three types of people Allah ta'ala will not speak to them, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah. So here we see there are three things. Before we heard the first part of this hadith, Allah ta'ala will not look at them. We explained what it means, that Allah will not look at them with the gaze of mercy. Now that is the day when we need the mercy the most of Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala's mercy is not forthcoming because of something so foolish. As we'll see, these three things are not difficult to remain, stay away from. So this is something to remain, to understand, that is very important. So this is the first part of the hadith. Allah ta'ala will not look at them, means with the rahmat, Allah ta'ala's mercy, special mercy, won't be on them. The next part of it, Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them. Now what does not speak to them means? Ulama explained that Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them means Allah Ta'ala will totally turn away from these people. That is what is meant by not speak to them. Or if there is going to be speech, it's going to be very, very hard, firm speech that will take place from Allah Ta'ala's side. So not that He won't speak to them, but there won't be any type of good, calming, any type of speech that will be on the day of Qiyamah, that will be relaxing for the person that wants to hear some words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second type of effect that these three people will experience. The first is Allah ta'ala won't look at them with the, Allah ta'ala won't look at them, in other words, with rahmat. Allah ta'ala will totally turn away from them. Here it says, will not speak to them. This is what is meant. The third part is Allah ta'ala will not purify them on the day of Qiyamah. We know that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be some people that Allah Ta'ala will just purify them. In other words, they don't need to go to Jahannam to have their sins cleansed before they go into Jannah. This is the kindness from the side of Allah Ta'ala. He'll just cleanse them and He'll enter them into Jannah. Despite them having so much of gunas, Allah Ta'ala will just cleanse them, forgive them and enter them into Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those that don't need to spend even a second in Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala's favor be upon us and enter us without any reckoning. So yeah, these people will be deprived of this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleansing them, Allah ta'ala forgiving them. So then the hadith goes on, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this three times. Three times, that there are three type of people, Allah will not look at them, Allah ta'ala will not speak them, Allah ta'ala will not purify them. So he said this three times. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this three times, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said that these people are ruined and they are destroyed. Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are you speaking about that will receive such a hard treatment on the day of Qiyamah, that firstly Allah Ta'ala is not going to look at them, Allah Ta'ala won't with mercy, Allah won't speak to them, Allah Ta'ala won't forgive them. Who are these people? They are destroyed. Oh Rasulullah, tell us, who are these people? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, one who wears his garments below his ankles. This is the first type of person. One who wears his garments below his ankles. The next one is one who boasts after doing favors for people. Person does, al-mannan, person does some good, he helps somebody out, and then after that he goes and he brags about it, that this such and such a person, I helped him and we brought the whole family up and I did so much for him and I did so much for this person. So now he starts bragging about all his good deeds. You see this masjid here, this masjid, I put it up myself. So now a person starts bragging about his good. Allah Ta'ala does not like this. That ability to help someone is actually a reflection of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon a person. That Allah is inspiring the person to help someone else. And now a person is boasting about what he did. Allah Ta'ala does not like this. So the first part of the hadith also got to do with pride. Person wearing his pants below his ankles, his garments below his ankles. The second part also got to do with pride. The only time a person will boast about what he did is when he thinks that I did it. I'm the one that made it happen. And this is also pride. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained who the third person is. His third person is one who sells his goods by taking false oaths. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Something that is so common. Person try to market this product. This is the best product in the world. How often it is that sometimes the description on the packaging is wrong. That product may be 100 grams is marketed as 200 grams. It may be 1.5 liters is marked as 1.6 liters. I'm just giving an example. Or it may be something that we know is not the best quality, but on the packaging, this is the best product. For example, let's use the example of toilet roll. This is the best toilet roll in the market. You can't get a better quality one than this. Or sometimes you got agents, especially in the shows, etc. You get marketing agents to market a certain product, and they praise that product, and even the owner of the product knows, or the person manufacturing the product knows, that this particular product is not as the way it's marketed. Marketing is just done to try and win the favor of people. Here this part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is warning us, a person who sells his goods by taking false oaths. His oaths are wrong, he's taking an oath in Allah Ta'ala that this has, can do this and he can do that, and this has such a long life. And meanwhile, a man in his heart knows that what is being said is only a marketing ploy. He's only there to try and get this product to move. This in his sight of Allah Ta'ala is not something that is liked at all. In another narration, it has it that one who wears his lower garment below the ankles, Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Normally a person thinks, as I mentioned before, why do ulama speak about these things? But it's so serious. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned three times before Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell us who are these people. So it can't be something small if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is emphasizing it so much. It's there for us to now practice. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.